you so much for tuning in to Pasadena Today. Today's episode is titled, The Virgin Mary in the Title of Help of Christians in the Litany of Loreto. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
The Virgin Mary holds a special place in the hearts and minds of millions around the world. Throughout history, she has been revered as the epitome of purity, grace, and divine intercession. One of the ways in which she is acknowledged and honored is through the Litany of Loreto, a prayer that highlights various titles and attributes associated with her. In this podcast, we will specifically delve into the significance of the title, Help of Christians, and its connection to the Virgin Mary in the Litany of Loreto.
The Litany of Loreto is a powerful prayer that encompasses a rich array of titles bestowed upon the Virgin Mary. It is believed to have originated in the 16th century and has since become a beloved devotion among Catholics worldwide. This litany serves as a means of expressing adoration, seeking guidance, and acknowledging the various roles and attributes of the Mother of God.
Among the numerous titles listed in the Litany of Loreto, Help of Christians stands out as particularly significant. This title pays homage to the Virgin Mary's role as a protector and defender of the faithful. Throughout history, many Christians have sought her intercession during times of distress, persecution, and spiritual battles. It is believed that Mary, being chosen by God to be the mother of Jesus, has a special connection and influence with her divine Son, making her an ideal intercessor for those in need.
The title, Help of Christians, in the Litany of Loreto serves as a reminder of Mary's powerful intercessory role. It recognizes her as a source of strength, comfort, and guidance for all Christians, irrespective of their individual circumstances. We can turn to her in times of physical or spiritual struggle, trusting that she will intercede on our behalf and bring forth the necessary help and grace.
The inclusion of this title in the Litany of Loreto also reflects the historical significance of the Virgin Mary in relation to the Christian faith. Throughout the centuries, countless Christians have attributed their victories and deliverance from danger to her intervention. Examples of this can be found in various historical events, such as the Battle of Lepanto in 1571, where the Christian fleet secured victory under the protection of the Holy Rosary, which is closely associated with Mary.
The devotion to Mary as the help of Christians has not waned over the centuries. In fact, it has only grown stronger, with numerous churches, organizations, and communities being dedicated to her under this title. Many miracles and answered prayers are attributed to her intercession, further enhancing the devotion and trust placed in her.
In a world that often feels fraught with challenges and complexities, the notion of having someone like Mary, the help of Christians, to turn to is a source of solace and hope. She represents the loving, compassionate, and maternal figure that many long for in times of both joy and adversity.
The Virgin Mary's presence as the help of Christians in the Litany of Loreto reminds us that we are not alone in our struggles. We have a heavenly advocate who listens to our pleas and intercedes for us with her Son. Through her maternal love and intercession, she offers us guidance, protection, and the strength to persevere.
As we reflect on the significance of the title, Help of Christians, in the Litany of Loreto, let us embrace the comfort and reassurance that it brings. May we place our trust in Mary's intercession and have faith that she will always be there for us, ready to help and accompany us on our journey of faith. This is all for today, guys. My name is Marian and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Pasadena and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.